the young and the relentless. Adults have failed to stop school shootings. Now it's the kids' turn to try. By Charlotte Alter. It's lunchtime on a Tuesday, and the kids are piling into a pizzeria booth in Coral Springs, Florida, to plot a revolution. The adults know that we're cleaning up their mess, says Cameron Caskey, an 11th grader at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, who started the hashtag Never Again movement to curb gun violence 3 weeks earlier in his living room. It's like they're saying, I'm sorry I made this mess, adds Buzzcut senior Emma Gonzalez, while continuing to spill soda on the floor. Caskey and Gonzalez are sitting with two more of the movement's leaders, Alex Wind and Jaslyn Corrin. Except they're not sitting exactly. They're crouching diagonally on the seat and leaning back on one another's knees in order to devour their calzones while maintaining as much physical contact as possible. Corrin throws a crouton into Gonzalez's mouth. Caskey uses Corrin's knees as a pillow. The conversation turns from their fellow organizer, David Hogg, so laser-focused, Gonzalez says, that he could make his body get pregnant if he wanted to the conspiracy theory that they're actors being paid by shadowy donors, prompting Caskey to ask why his credit card was recently declined at McDonald's, to their prolific trolling of the NRA. They agree that the gun lobby's spokeswoman, Dana Lash, is very hot but kind of scary, as Gonzalez puts it. The pizza joint is a few hundred yards away from the school where 17 of their peers and teachers were murdered a month ago. At 2:21 p.m. on Valentine's Day, according to authorities, 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, a former student, entered the freshman building armed with an AR-15 and opened fire into four classrooms on the first floor. Corrin had just delivered carnations to the building to raise funds for junior prom. She had handed one flower to a girl who was shot minutes later. After the fire alarm went off during his AP environmental science class, Hogg took a video of students crouching inside a tiny classroom to hide from the shooter. The video went viral, landing him a recurring spot on the cable TV circuit. The next day, Caskey invited Wind and Corrin over to his house to plan a march for gun reform. Together, they started the hashtag Never Again on Twitter.